The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
All right, we're just about done here. It's time for the entertainment drill, and then we're getting the hell out of here. It's brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com. The home Tactical Black. Got some new bruises today from a little knife defense thing we did in the airplane. Oh, my Lord, was that fun. My adrenaline was through the moon yesterday. They've got this fuselage they've built, and we did a bunch of knife defense training. It's called 360 training, and you get out there and you learn how to defend a knife attack. There's all sorts of ways it can come at you, and we did one like in close quarters. We did it on the plane yesterday. Wow. It's crazy. Having a guy in the seat behind you lose his mind for a second, grab you by the neck, and then he starts trying to stab you, and you go, oh, by the end of it, you're just kicking ass. Oh, so much fun. So much fun. If you've got any stress in your life at all, you're like, I just can't find a way to blow off any steam. I've got no release valve to, you know, I've got this wife at home that's bugging me all the time. I don't like either of these kids. And yeah, I know I'm talking to all of you, pretty much. Or if you're a wife and you're like, I can't stand myself. My husband's right. You need to head on up to reactdefense.com and blow off some steam. It's a glorious thing, and you learn to do a bunch of things you didn't even know you were going to be good at, and you get in great shape doing it. They teach you all sorts of new things and take care of some scenarios you can't even think of, but if they were to happen, you'd be like, I'm helpless, until you start realizing you're not. It's amazing. Plus, I bought a bunch of stuff. I got new T-shirts and all sorts of things. I got a cool shop. TacticalBlackVault.com is very cool. So you need to head up there. It's a one-stop shop for self-defense training. And a whole bunch of other things. They got Dylan sunglasses. I picked those up yesterday, too. I went nuts. And you need to do the exact same thing. You're not going to get this kind of workout on a treadmill or standing there thinking, I'll do this again tomorrow. It's a good one, and you'll have fun doing it. Your adrenaline gets pumped up. Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler, reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
It's taken a while, but there's finally a Harvey Weinstein movie in the works. It's based on a book called She Said, breaking the sexual harassment story that helped ignite a movement.
And it has to star Jeff Garland, who looks just like Harvey Weinstein. They made jokes about it on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
They haven't said that. They said the
reporters
who broke that story will be played by Carey Mulligan and Zoe Kazan.
It's got to be Garland. Nobody comes
close.
I
agree.
They look exactly the same. And no one knows what Harvey Weinstein sounds like, so Garland's weird, gravelly voice will be fine.
Forbes has released a list of the five most valuable music catalogs.
Michael Jackson, Elvis.
Beatles.
The Beatles.
Elvis isn't in the top five.
No kidding. Well, yeah, because his musical stuff's kind of weird, but his merchandise is.
Paul Simon comes in at number five.
Wow. That's huge.
$250 million. Bob Dylan, number four, $325 million.
3 billion songs.
And I like the covers of his songs better than his songs.
Absolutely. He's a better writer than he is a performer.
Ricky Raj and Hammerstein.
Oh, yeah.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah, those guys.
All right. You're talking
$350 million.
Huge.
And then you got, you mentioned it, Michael Jackson, number two, $375 million. Number one, the Beatles, $500 million.
Yeah. That's without question.
They polled 23,000 people. It was a survey about which decade has the best music. It's going to surprise you.
It ain't now.
The 80s was number one. That's right, John.
I was going to say 70s.
80s.
Number one, 1980s, 22% of the vote.
I mean, it had a lot.
Number two was 70s.
Okay.
21%. So it's close, 22, 21. Number three, the 60s. 90s.
Yeah.
15%. 60s were at 13%.
It started strong in the 90s.
90s was just dumb fun.
Well, it was just, the 90s, you know, started like, oh my God, we've got everything.
We had the transition.
You had grunge. You had kind of the hairband thing still going on. Some of the goods. Then heavy metal started to roll in. Then weird rap came about. And then it just boy bands.
Yeah. 2000s like tied
Britney and boy bands
with the 50s at 6%.
2000s were awful.
And the 2010s. That was the boy bands.
Yeah. Who?
2010s got about 3%.
Garbage.
Our current decade, 2020s, 2%.
Well, it's 1 year.
Yeah, we're not too far into that one.
You got to give it a break. Plus, the first year of the decade,
I think it maxed out.
COVID. So I don't think it's going to be. I'm not putting my money on this one to blow up, but.
No, it could. Yeah, hopefully.
I doubt it. The way music works now, it's going to be hard to have
so
a movement.
So fast.
Because it's singles. It's based all on, like, individual stuff. And quick burn songs. Nothing's going to last forever. I would go with that. Maybe the, and the, even the 90s had pop country and had the. So you
like
had
the Shania Twains,
yeah,
and the.
From 90
Alan
to
Jackson's.
About 96, it was like crazy amounts of stuff. And then it broke out into garbage. Because if you think back, like if you listen to the stuff that's popular from the 90s, when we get into that mainstream, it's boring. It's Gin Blossoms. It's. Semisonic and
the Friends those, sector,
the Friends bands that were so synonymous
the Rembrandts.
With Rembrandts, yeah, so synonymous
just
with
the way it is, baby.
All the zone bands,
yeah, and it went away. Thank God. Did you? Did anybody watch the Friends reunion?
No,
not yet.
Did you watch it? Wasn't it sad? It was sad. I think Matthew Perry has ALS. Remember when I diagnosed Kirk Gibson on the air? Said I think he's got the ALS.
Yeah,
he's got the same thing. Kind of this weird inability to react. He's stone-faced. Like something wasn't right, and it got sad. And then it was just people reminiscing about a show I never liked in the first place and made me not like Friends even more. So that was 2 hours of my hate watch.
I want to check it out still.
Guy Fieri. I didn't like the show, so I just watched it to see the bad plastic surgery and how fat Joey got. And I was not disappointed. All of them look like drawings of their former selves, and then Joey's just a fat guy. So that's the way it works. We're all done. That's it. Larry McFeely's coming up next. He's got you taken care of throughout the afternoon. He's going to get you up till 2 o'clock, and he's got tons of stuff for you because we can give things away again. Concert tickets, all that. So listen to Larry and find out what he got there, Brett.
Oh, nothing for there.
Oh, okay.
Well, we could use it for the Brady Report tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Dolphin story in tomorrow's Brady Report. Larry's next. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. So long!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.